what's happening in the world? There's a lot of happening in the world of football. G'day, Mossy.
Morning, boys.
Good weekend, mate.
Fantastic. Outstanding.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. The Wanderers, they were 2-0 up, 10 minutes to go, and then it was 2-2. They'll be spewing. Popper will be spewing.
Oh, he was ropeable at the end, but rightly so, because... And it's systematic of the first few rounds of the season. Like, there's no consistency about performances, results, because everyone's finding their feet, oiling their machines after a long off-season, and that's what happens. And happened over in Wellington. Sydney, you know, were dominated by Wellington for the first 45 minutes, came away with a 1-0 win. West Sydney should have been well out of sight before Newcastle had the chance to get back into the game, but credit to Newcastle for hanging tough and finding the two goals away from home.
And you mentioned Sydney. They're finding a way at the moment, aren't they? They're doing well.
Yeah, they are. And I guess if you look at the, you know, the top teams who are you know, supposed to win the title this year, and you just compare Sydney and Melbourne City, for example, Sydney have got balance. They're good with the ball. They're good without the ball. Mm. Melbourne City at the moment, they're either good with the ball and they win, or if they're not good with the ball, they came unstuck on Friday night and showed their vulnerabilities.
It's all about Tim Cahill. Just a spectacular way to start the season. How was he?
He was quiet, but you know, he wasn't on his own. Melbourne City didn't have a good night the other night. Perth came with a game plan and defended very compact, so they didn't give away the same space that Melbourne City found against Melbourne Victory the week before. And in some ways, Kenny Lowe probably wrote a bit of a blueprint for the rest of the league on how to defend against the star-studded Melbourne City outfit. So watch this space.
Can I ask you about Kenny Lowe? he lost his bottle. Fair dinkum. He went nuts.
Well, anyone who saw the glass on the coach's box in the second half would have thought he'd been fingerprinted at half time.
So he was... He invaded the pitch,
yeah,
which is a complete no-no. They give you that little square you've got to stay into, like a big force field, like Lost in Space. You
know? Oh, yeah.
They probably need that, or the cone of silence. And
we'll call
smart.
It the taxi ring.
Anyway, he invaded the pitch, which is just completely out of it.
Yeah. Oh. That's the point there where that's where he oversteps the mark. Before that, he's pulling his players away, and that's probably responsible coaching. But as soon as... he pulls the players away, then he unleashes on the officials. And he's overstepped the mark. Kenny will know that on reflection. I think he's got a fair case to answer with the FFA this week.
Oh, I love some of the antics of the
manager. Got to get a month off the sidelines for that, doesn't he?
Oh, look, I think it'll be closer to probably 1 or 2 weeks myself. But FFA will have to make an example of this because you can't. You just can't. If he'd have waited till the referees got into the tunnel and he'd approached them quietly in the tunnel to remonstrate, then it's out of the public's view, it's out of the camera's view, and he probably might have got off a bit lighter.
You know, my view is you can't expect your players to be disciplined if you don't have discipline yourself as a coach. I think that should be a month up in the grandstands.
That's right.
And I'm happy for a $20,000
fine. It's like your behaviour, really. And you expect better things of your kids, don't
you? Mine was a little bit suspect on Saturday night, okay? But I had some outside influences there. Right?
Was that your celebration? The start of your birthday celebration, was it? He's 50 today, you know.
Happy birthday, TK. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, how old do you reckon he really looks?
Oh, man, I wouldn't say a day over 21.
Oh, 21.
He's my man. He's my man. So that was, all right, poor old Paul Okon, mate. Up at your club, every week there seems to be a bit of a drama for him.
Yeah, look, it's not an easy gig.
What would he was saying handball, no handball.
Yeah, look, I mean...
What did you make of it?
You know, when you're not scoring goals and winning games, you're reaching for anything that you can find. And at the end of the day, the really telling stat that stood out for me was that Brisbane had 5 shots on target to the Mariners at 0. Yeah. And it's at home. So, end of the day, you don't hit the target, you're not going to score goals.
Yeah.
And that was the story of the day. Brisbane were very gritty, got their go-ahead goal, and came away with the 3 points.
Mm. And if we look overseas, Chelsea, 4-0 over Man U.
Welcome home, Jose.
Yeah.
He'd be feeling it.
Oh,
he'd be feeling that big time. That's a massive, massive result for Chelsea and a massive... another massive kick up the backside for Manchester United.
And 1-1 Man City, Southampton.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. And this was at Man City, so that's a big result for Southampton and a disappointing blip in the radar for Manchester City.
So we've got a three-way tie at the top of the table in the Premier League. We've got Manchester City, Arsenal and Liverpool. Klopp's doing a good job, isn't he, at Liverpool?
Fantastic. And they just missed the opportunity on goal difference to go top of the league on the weekend because they conceded a goal. If they'd have kept a clean sheet, they would have been top of the league. Arsenal, they maintained a nil-all draw, which is not a great result, but it was a point, and because they didn't concede, they went top of the table in that one.
Mm, that's about it. Good on you, mate. Pleasure, guys. Anything else we should know about?
No, just looking forward to tomorrow night, FFA Cup semi-final, the Melbourne
Derby. Another Melbourne Derby.
Melbourne victory, Melbourne City. Not often after getting a dusting 10 days ago, you get the chance for revenge. You
get another opportunity.
Musket wasn't happy. We'll get your tip tomorrow, but give us an early thought.
I'll come in armed with that one. But early thoughts after the weekend, you'd have to say Melbourne victory, maybe.
Melbourne City
got dusted. Melbourne victory got a good result.
Good on you, Phil Moss.
Good on you, Mossy.
Pleasure, guys.